Ladies and gentlemen.
Stone the crows, that's enough of that. I should sell my tonsils to bits for this money. The Embassy Line, written by Lottie Wyman and starring Derek Francis and Frank Thornton. In every career, there are always certain hidden dangers. They're the ones that none of the people who've been in the job for years tell you about until you've accepted your problem.
And when I first became an announcer, wasn't until I reported for work on the first day in my subdued suit and sensible shoes, I found out it was my duty to make the tea. That was several years ago, of course. Soon it's going to be somebody else's turn.
Sir Jeremy Crichton Buller, who's our ambassador in Pratica, is also a fairly new boy in the embassy. And his first secretary, Henry Pettigrew, was about to break the news to him that today is the day when a hidden danger far worse than making the tea has turned up. It's also a danger liable to last for at least a week.
Good morning, Mr. Pettigrew. May one ask why this week is marked in red on my calendar?
Oh, I was rather hoping you hadn't noticed, sir.
Hadn't noticed?
Yes, sir. I've always found that it's much better not to know that one is facing utter disaster than did it actually happen.
I see. Do I write out my letter of resignation now, or hang on for a bit?
Now, it's a funny thing you should have mentioned that, sir, because it's after this particular week that each British ambassador to Tratia has had to write his letter of resignation.
Good grief! What the hell happened?
Well, it's Tratia's National Grumpschnog Week, sir.
It's what?
National Grumpschnog Week.
Mr. Pettigrew, what does grumpschnog mean in English?
Well, if you must know, sir, orgy.
Orgy?
No, the only other possible translation would be excess, but I suppose that means just another same thing.
Quite.
For 7 days, the natives are incredibly friendly.
Charming. May one ask what all this has to do with Her Britannic Majesty's embassy?
You are expected to join in the grumpschnog.
You are joking. Do you mean to say that Lady Daphne and I have got to get... And in public?
No, sir, hardly. I meant an official contribution.
Look, what is all this about?
Well, nobody really knows, sir. I mean, National Grumpschnog Week started hundreds of years ago, and they only know they enjoy it. Enormously.
I can imagine.
You see, Grumpschnog is really a sort of Mardi Gras with carnival processions, firework displays, dancing in the streets, and a hell of a lot of grumpschnogging on the pavement.
Sounds enchanting. I take it our first move is to board up all the embassy windows.
We tried that one, sir, but the locals daubed some rather bawdy grumpschnog messages all over them. And months afterwards, we had to keep denying that we painted them ourselves.
I think I'll phone London and see if Lady Daphne and I can be recalled for urgent talks in Whitehall for a week.
I'm afraid that escape route is blocked, sir. Every embassy has to contribute to the festivities. For instance, last year, the previous ambassador invited the rest of the diplomatic corps to see a gym display by a group of young ladies on the lawns of our garden.
And what went wrong with that?
Our trapped-in gardener, Jim. And believe me, it was quite a display.
He grumpschnogged.
Like mad. Mind you, we discovered afterwards that it was all a terrible misunderstanding. He thought we'd laid all the ladies on as a present for him.
And this exhibition was in front of the whole of the diplomatic corps?
And their ladies.
How many girls were there in this gym troupe?
I don't think he stopped to count, sir.
Fascinating. Whenever I've seen a fool cutting the grass, he never looked the athletic type to me.
I think he saves himself during the other 51 weeks of the year.
Probably. So that was the end of my predecessor's career, I take it.
Exactly.
Tell me, Mr. Pettigrew, what little debacle have you laid on for this year that will have me hot-footing it back to London and the Labour Exchange?
Well, sir, this year we thought we'd play safe. We're enlisting the help of the Royal Navy. They've arranged for a cruiser to sail up the river and anchor opposite the embassy for the whole week.
Good grief. When's this cruiser due to dock?
Today, sir. On arrival, she'll fire a salute, which you'll take from the balcony, sir.
Do I make a speech?
Well, if you like, sir, you could shout bang back at them.
I don't think I'll bother. Now, what are these naval chaps going to do for the rest of the week?
The ship will be open to the public, sir, and they'll do their best to foster good relations between our two countries. The theory being that the presence of one of our fighting ships in the capital might help to keep things within reason this year. A theory which I am personally convinced is doomed to utter failure.
Unless, of course, they can lob a shell or two over the embassy roof and onto the lawns to stop the gardener in his tracks, you're probably right.
Isn't that odd? Last year, that's the one thing we never thought of.
Perhaps he'd been eating our fertilizer on the quiet.
Never thought of that, either. Excuse me. Hello? Pettigrew speaking.
This is Martha, Mr. Pettigrew.
I never doubted it. What is it, Martha?
It's a message, Mr. Pettigrew.
One has to dig so deep. All right, Martha. What is the message?
It's from a gentleman called Ministry of Defense. Bracket on, Navy, bracket off.
Really?
Yes, he sends his apologies, but he can't let you have the cruiser after all.
Can't he?
No, he can't. Our river isn't deep enough, so he's sending you the biggest ship he can instead. Isn't that nice of him?
Very. When they get here, Martha, yes? You have our permission to look out of your office window and wave.
Oh, I say, how scrumptious.
Don't bother to tell me. I've had it already, haven't I?
Not yet, sir. Not quite. They can't get a cruiser up the river, so they're sending the best they can.
And what is that?
No idea, sir. Well, that may be her coming up the river now. She may be a destroyer or a frigate or alternatively, I have a most ghastly feeling I know what ship it is.
So have I. Quick, over to the windows, have a look through the binoculars. See if you can read her name. Right, sir. Yes, she's a frigate, all right. Well, I can see that without the blasted glasses. What's her name?
T-R-O-U-T. Trout Brick.
Thank you. Don't bother to go on. Pass me my pen and I'll send off my resignation straight away. No sense in hanging about for a week when the end is inevitable, is there?
But not really. If you've got a spare sheet of paper there, I might as well send off my own at the same time.
For and you.
No, I don't actually, my old man, but if I run true to form, I probably will within about 3 seconds of stepping off the gangplank. Always providing I do step off the beastly thing, that is. Usually I get off the wrong side. It's whoosh, splat, whack. And there it is then, after you with a spin dryer, chap.
I wonder why your uniform is always a so much lighter blue than anyone else's, sir.
Yes. It's rather noticeable, isn't it? Yes, it is. It must be all the salt from continuously dunking the fur bangs, though. Dave's time when I have fish and chips, you know.
I don't have to wait for someone to pay up the salt, so I'll just shake my hat over the plate.
Everything under control, is it?
Well, with due respect, sir, it was until you came on the bridge.
Well, don't apologize, old man. That's the story of my life. Wherever I go, my word, what a mess. At least I make everyone else look efficient, I suppose. Are we nearly there, then?
About another quarter of a mile to go out the river, sir, and you'll be getting off that side.
Wouldn't care to bet on that at all, would you?
No, not. Excuse me a moment, sir. I never thought I'd ever say this, but not having Mr. Phillips aboard as navigator is a handicap.
Really?
Well, after so many years of him, none of the ship's company can remember the correct navigating orders, so I'm having to use left hand down a bit and mind the bonnet and lummy sideways, chap.
Well, you're doing splendidly.
You must have hit almost as many things in this river as he would have done.
Yeah, I say, we're a bit short-handed, aren't we? Where's old Pertwee?
We left him behind deliberately, sir.
Why?
Well, it is Trackbeer's National Grumpschnog Week, sir. I felt the British ambassador had enough on his plate without letting Pertwee ashore to go grumpschnogging.
My word, you're right there. Of course, by the same token, you really ought to have left me behind as well, you know. I mean, I'm dangerous enough at the best of times, but during Grumpschnog Week, my word, what a mess it's going to be. On the other hand, with everyone else doing their nut, I probably won't stand out in the crowd. With I will stand out, won't I? Yes, I will. Well, there it is, then. Everything under control, is it? I mean, I'm not, but we're all used to that, aren't we? No need to say anything. Don't say anything. Just nod occasionally.
I'm sorry, sir. I haven't got time. No, we're time. Almost up to the British Embassy now, and I've got to dock this thing.
Oh, well, carry on, then. Let me know when I can open my eyes again, won't you? You'll forget, of course, but it won't matter. I'll take a quick peek after the bang.
Could you move, sir? I want to speak to the port lookout, and you're standing in front of the intercom switch.
Oh, I've started already, am I? I may as well walk off the wrong side now, I think. Save a bit of time. Tell the chaps to get the spin dryer running, will you? Shan't be long. If someone bothers to fish me out, that is.
Good afternoon. Able to see with Teddy speaking. Lovely day.
Port lookout. Clear the dock, your side.
Hang on, sir. Now, where are my spectacles gone?
Oh, well. Well, come on.
Be with you in a moment, sir. The lenses are sort of steamed up, like.
All right.
Better everything clear this side, sir.
Yeah.
Not at all. Any time. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, but look out here. Sir Abel Seaman Johnson being a red dog body as usual.
Oh. What does he?
Ah. Well, he heard what Grumpschnog means, sir. And he refuses to look until it's all over, sir. He's afraid his Aunt Morpeth would give him a right going over if she'd heard he picked at a grump or if not.
See, are we here, the doc?
Hang on, where are Abel Seaman Tiddy's spectacles gone?
Oh, hurry up. If we're not careful, we'll sail right past the embassy. And I'll never turn around in this river. Yes, well, of course, it's obvious, isn't it? If they're not careful, they'll sail right past the embassy, and I'll never turn the blasted thing round in this river.
No, it's all right, sir. I think they've sorted themselves out. They're just going to tie up now.
Trackbridge has docked, sir. Not having cloth ears, I gathered that.
A little round man just walked off the wrong side into the water.
Was he by any chance wearing a lighter blue uniform than normal?
As a matter of fact, sir, I think he was.
That's it. That's all I needed. Porky Bell.
Who's that?
Porky Bell. I know the idiot. We were at school together. He must be the commanding officer of Cartbridge. He dunks himself whenever the ship is on park. Come in.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but this letter has just arrived from the Royal Palace.
It'll be a complaint, Simpkins, I know it. It's that sort of a day.
It's not actually, sir. It's from the King of Trackbridge, sir.
Well, obviously.
The message reads, Happy Grumpschnog.
Trust him to take the mickey.
Happy Grumpschnog, and I should be delighted to accept your embassy's invitation to your Grumpschnog Ball. Signed, Hildebrand the Third.
Grumpschnog Ball? What the blazes?
I meant to tell you about that, sir.
But you didn't dare.
Frankly, no. All the arrangements have been made, so there's only one thing to worry about.
Which is?
Exactly when you send off your letter of resignation.
Heavens to Betsy, what the hell was that?
I think Troutbridge is firing the salute, sir.
Charming. Grumpschnog Week has hardly started yet. The embassy's already being destroyed by raving idiots who are supposed to be on our side.
Shall I get you a sheet of paper and a pen, sir?
No. Sir Jeremy Crichton Buller is going to go down fighting.
Pettigrew, I've got the answer.
With due respect, sir, all your predecessors thought they had the answer, too. And they're all enjoying their retirement.
Ah, but they didn't have Trout Bridge parked outside. Pettigrew, Without wishing to appear immodest, I think I can safely say that my name will go down in history as the only ambassador who saved the British Embassy from disaster during Tretvia's National Grumpschnog Week. The British Embassy's Grumpschnog Ball will not be held in the embassy. It will be held aboard HMS Trout Bridge. We'll let the Grumpschnoggers louse that old barge up instead of our little home from home.
Oh, brilliant, sir. Yes.
I suppose one could say, sir, that we are letting the old tin can take the can back, sir.
One could, Mr. Simpkins, if one wasn't a steaming nit. Make the necessary arrangements, Mr. Pettigrew.
I had a feeling that was coming.
How do I explain a dirty trick like that in diplomatic language?
That's your problem. You get on with it. I do hope, Your Majesty, that you're enjoying the novelty of the British contribution to Grumpschnog being held aboard a ship of the line.
Yes, I take it that this ship is the end of the line.
Very nearly, yes. At least it's pretty far back.
I thought so. Tell me, whose idea was it to hold your ball aboard a ship?
Well, actually, Your Majesty, it was mine.
Well, that would account for it. I take it the document is only awaiting your signature.
Document? What document?
Your resignation.
Hello, you chaps. Lovely do, eh? I'm the captain of this, whatever it is. Not that it matters, of course, but we may as well all get the introductions over, mayn't we, eh? I must say it's all going jolly well, what? At least it was till I got here. Hardly my fault, really. It's the tradition of the ship, you see. Captain gives a final stir of the punch before it serves. My word, what a mess. Took me 3 squeegees and 4 sponges to get it all back in the bowl. Still, with any luck, no one will ever notice the difference. You have noticed the difference, haven't you? Yes, yes, you have. I say, have you heard? Have you heard? All this load of rubbish is in aid of some twit of a king who no one ever heard of. I mean, have you ever heard anything so ridiculous in all your majesty? You are the king, aren't you? Yes. I've seen you on the stamp. Yes. Unless that was the queen, but I shouldn't think so. Well, there it is, then. I've started, haven't I? Well. Only a matter of time, you see. It doesn't take me long as a rule. If anyone wants me, I should be hiding in the well. Let's face it, no one's going to bother to look in there. Are they? Happy Grumpschnog.
You were saying, Ambassador?
Could I borrow your pen, sir? I might as well sign that document now.
Excuse me, sir. Something unfortunate has just happened.
No, it hasn't. It's just left.
No, sir, he's just arrived.
Just arrived? But Lady Daphne and I have received everybody.
With one customary exception, sir. The Chinese ambassador. He got walled up on the other side of the level crossing.
Oh! Not again.
Every time, sir.
Why on earth can't he check the trains before he tries to get out of his embassy?
On this occasion, sir, there was no train. It was a wildcat strike by the level crossing keeper.
Well, he can't arrive now. I'm already here. And for an ambassador to arrive after the king is contrary to diplomatic protocol.
Possibly, Your Majesty. But have you ever tried to translate that thought from Tretvian via English into Chinese?
No, I can't say that I have. What happened?
Well, roughly translated, the answer is we're all 6 drinks ahead and it is a double.
I always thought he was a man after my own heart. For instance, one never has to ask for another drink at their embassy.
Hold all your glasses empty. Simpkins,
sir.
Top His Majesty up.
Oh, certainly, sir. Shall I check his oil and batteries at the same time?
Oh, dear.
I think I'd like to go somewhere terribly quiet and die.
But try to bring me another drink before you do, would you? Just the thought.
Of course, sir. With pleasure.
Oh, there you are, dear. Look what I've found. At least I should say who, of course. It's that nice gentleman who owns the Blue Lotus Oriental restaurant down the road.
Daphne! This nice gentleman is the Chinese ambassador.
Oh, you mean as well as owning...
No, I something will do.
Please, no cause for upset. Quite understandable mistake. You all look same to me.
Quite.
Well, I'm delighted to see you could spare the time, Mr. Fei Yong Hu.
Most humble apologies for late arrival, of course.
Not at all. I expect you were kept terribly busy in your restaurant.
Daphne!
Oh, Lady Daphne, come with me, and I will explain the intricacies of Grimmschnock to you personally. Over another drink, if we can find one.
Excuse me, sir. You know the Patani Land Ambassador, of course.
100,000 and incredibly dodgy old Grimmschnock, all right. To be sure, sir. What a truly fine and splendid old dude this is. Bong ho!
Thank you very much. Bung ho to you, too.
Oh, stupendously kind. And one more from me. Bung ho. And the bee. Bung ho. What? No, that's what an extraordinary coincidence. You are Mr. Bung ho?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, you're Mr. Bung no. Oh, I see. What a truly splendid old twist. Let us circulate among the quite ghastly simple company and see how long it takes your delightfully but strangely short self and my fantastically round self to get unfortunately highly plastered. Come.
This must be something anyone says up to now.
Then follow me. Bung ho, Zoran.
Why?
Because they're cheap. I get them wholesale.
Let it go. This party is dying on its feet. What are we going to do?
I've been wondering about that, sir. As we're aboard, I mean, why not ask the captain if we could take our guests for a trip up the river? Well, it's a slightly all-or-bust suggestion, but it's my best offer.
We'll do it. It can only lead to utter disaster. But let's face it, that's what this is now.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it is, sir. Not happy.
Neither am I, Johnson, but we've just had to hope this river is deep enough to take us.
You'll never turn us round, you know, sir. After we've gone puff, chug, puff, chug, puff, chug all the way up there, we'll have to go chug, puff, chug, puff, chug.
In reverse.
And about that, I'm not happy, sir. I'm definitely not happy. You ask anyone, they'll tell you Johnson's not happy.
No, belt up.
Oh, I hope we're not disturbing you, number one, but the King of Trap here wants to know if he could have a bit of a steer.
Oh, I don't know, but that's a very good...
How terribly kind of you to accept.
Pardon, I wasn't aware I had, sir.
Take it from me, you have.
Oh, well, here you are, dear. The Chinese ambassador doesn't feel very well. And he wondered if we could pull him to the side and lick him off. I expect it's all that Chinese food he's eaten in his restaurant.
Daphne! For the last time, he does not own a restaurant.
With due respect, sir, funnily enough, he does. The Blue Lotus Oriental Restaurant down the road.
I just can't be right about anything, can I?
Not during Grimmschnock week, sir, no.
Now, gentlemen, there are far too many people on the bridge.
How do I start? I just press this thing here, do I?
No, sir, you don't.
Would be most happy if next time His Majesty fires, he would aim at the rebel crossing keeper. Preferably direct hit on Perishing Gate.
Gentlemen, please, I'm trying to navigate.
Oh, of course, of course. I wonder if you could arrange to tie up as near the Royal Palace as possible.
Oh, well, I suppose so, sir.
Whatever more.
My Grimmschnock, Excellency. Surely you knew, Excellency, that during the Grimmschnock, the King of Katwa has the right to select any lady that he wishes to join the royal household for the week.
Pettigrew?
Right beside you, sir. I have an awful feeling that I know what's coming.
Well, Excellency, I have been so impressed by this party of yours that I have decided that there's only one possible lady that I need near to me for my own celebrations. And that is my hostess tonight.
Lady Daphne Crichton Buller.
Steady, sir. Steady. You're getting a funny color.
All the rules of the Grumpschnog are set out in the handbook. Haven't you read your copy?
Well, not this bit. You seriously suggesting that Lady Daphne should pack her little case and move into your... Well, never mind where, but
of course! I can promise you that she will have an extremely happy Grumpschnog. Oh,
I must say, dear, it does all sound wonderful fun.
Your Majesty, I don't wish to start an international incident, but there are some things...
Rules are rules, Excellency, and I always thought that the British were renowned for playing the game.
Possibly, but not this game. That's the French.
Just one moment, sir. If I have your permission, I do happen to have read the handbook, and I'd like to make a suggestion.
Well, then, for pity's sake, do.
Thank you. Another one. Stop engines and drop anchor here in midstream, would you?
Yes, certainly. Stop engines! Stop engines in here, sir. Let go, anchor! Let go, anchor! Now, what's going on? We can't be marooned out here in midstream.
What about my Grumpschnog?
I'm afraid you had that, sir. Such a shame. According to the wording of the handbook, the royal prerogative only applies throughout the land. And we are at sea. Hard luck. Sir.
Pettigrew, you're a flaming genius.
How kind. Of course, if His Majesty were to consider waiving the royal prerogative, it might be possible for the ship to lower a sea boat and at least get His Majesty ashore. Alone.
See? My congratulations, Excellency. Through your first secretary, I feel sure that you will now go down in history as the first ambassador to Kratia who has survived the Grumpschnog. Obviously, I shall have to have the handbook rewritten before next year.
Thank you, Your Majesty. You will let me have an autographed copy in plenty of time, won't you?
Oh, of course. Of course. Good night, ladies. And, gentlemen.
Embassy Dark, written by Laurie Wyman, starred Derek Francis as Sir Jeremy Crichton Buller and Frank Thornton as Henry Pettigrew. The King of Kratia was played by Francis de Wolfe. Lady Daphne Crichton Buller was Charlotte Mitchell. Simpkins was Michael Spice, and the Chinese ambassador was David Fallon. A special guest this week from the crew of HMS Southbridge was Stephen Murray and Ronnie Buck. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Duncan. Thank you.